The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again. Out of joy, he goes off and sells all that he has, and he buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds one pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a very interesting gospel. And the treasure in the field, buried in the field, and the man goes off, sells everything he has, and buys the field. This is found only in Matthew's gospel. He sneaks this story in here. But it has great significance. And over the years, I've written many journals on just this small parable here from Matthew's gospel. It's about a man who finds a great treasure, and then he buries the treasure in the field, and he buys the field. Now, when I was writing my journals, I said, you know, when I was 24 years old, I had found a treasure in the field. I found Jesus Christ, and I said, I want to follow Jesus Christ. I become a priest. So I went to the seminary. 1964, I was ordained a priest. And part of the ordination ceremony is to make a promise, a vow of obedience. So the bishop publicly asks about your obedience. Do you promise obedience to me and my successors? Yes, I do. And then I bought the field. I sold everything I had and I bought the field. So I bought the church. I said I'd serve the church for the rest of my life. I bought the field. And then I came to Los Angeles and I cultivated my field. And I managed my field, the church, the assignments I got. I managed them well. My field prospered. I had success cultivating my field. I was a good manager of the field. I dedicated my life to the field, which was the church. I forgot about the treasure. The treasure was hidden inside the field. And that's the danger. That's what this teaching says. We dedicate ourselves to the church and we forget the treasure that's hidden inside the field. We even sacrifice ourselves for the church, for the field. But we kind of forget the treasure that's in the field. The field has no value without the treasure. It's the treasure that makes the field alive and valuable and worth a sacrifice. It's a good teaching about us sometimes because we tend to exalt the church and follow every law and every rule in the church, and we're very dedicated about defending the church and supporting the church, but we don't spend as much time with the treasure, with Jesus Christ. So the teaching of this parable is your primary interest is to follow Jesus Christ. The church merely is the instrument, the field in which you will follow the Lord. But the church is not the last word. Jesus Christ is the last word. The teaching of Jesus Christ, that's the last word. And every teaching in the church clearly is not the teaching of Jesus Christ. I mean, when we look back over the history of the church, we'll find the church made many mistakes. And even the Pope is up in Canada this week. He's apologizing for the sins of the church. How we've spent so much time cultivating the church, building the church, financing the church, cultivating the church, but not as much time with treasure. So this teaches us, focus on Jesus Christ, and then everything else will fall into place. The church will find its presence when we follow Jesus Christ. Its primary interest is Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's it. After that, we'll live out this attachment to Jesus Christ. We'll live out the relationship to Jesus Christ in Eucharist and in the Word and in the teachings of the church. But the church is not the last word. And when you look at the history of the church, you'll find out that the institution became such a primary interest that we lost touch with the treasure. So when we walk through today, we come to Mass in the morning, it's the Eucharist that calls us. That's the treasure. It's not the homily. It's not the music. It's not the size of the building. It isn't even the number of people at Mass. We concentrate on making sure we have a lot of people, we have enough money, and all that's the field. And the field has no value except it's rooted in Jesus Christ. It's a very strong teaching. It meant a lot to me the more I wrote my journals on it and said, you know, who am I following here? Am I following Jesus Christ? I live out that gospel of Jesus Christ in the community of the church, but the church is not the primary interest. It's the treasure. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.